recognize we were two socially crippled travelers going in opposite directions. I simply sat there in the car wondering how disappointed my mother would be that my speaking practice had failed that day. Chapter 1. Home. Mother loved to tell the story about the night before I was born, when dear Uncle Shmuel came to the foot of her bed and spoke. "Hello, Charlotte. Or do you prefer being called Sadie?" Uncle Shmuel had died the week before, but she swore she saw him very clearly, with his magnetic blue eyes that pierced right through her body. He was a handsome, bearded, wise man that everyone loved. He told her her child would be born in the morning and be a good and blessed person. I've always felt slightly burdened by the implicit challenge in the story, and I wished I'd never heard it. A male midwife delivered me in a one-bedroom walk-up on Tyler Street in Detroit on January 22, 1932. Father declared that night that childbirth was much too difficult to abide and that they would have no more. In spite of all the drama, I appeared to be a healthy child, unlike my fragile older sister, Sherry.